On with the news. The Three Lions could save our boozers. Work on Beeston Park could start later this year. And shoplifting crisis is the worst it's been in 20 years, according to one retail worker.
With the Euros kicking off next week, pub landlords across the region are gearing up for what they hope will be a busy summer. In preparation for the tournament, they've been installing flat-screen TVs, sound systems and beer garden grandstands in a bid to make their pubs the place to watch the Three Lions. But the cost of living crisis and changing drinking habits mean 83% of Brits plan to watch the Euros at home to save money, with more than a quarter of fans saying they'll reduce their spending at pubs compared to previous summers. That's in a survey by Lowestoft-based sports manufacturer Harrod Sport, which is supplying goalposts and nets for the tournament. Landlords have seen a decline in trade since the pandemic, with 1,293 pubs closing in the UK last year. That's according to a report by the Campaign for Real Ale, CAMRA. Phil Cutter, landlord of the Murderers Pub in Norwich, says when these big tournaments come along, they absolutely make our summer. It's a massive boost for our summer trade. Paul Sanford, landlord of the Railway Tavern in Dereham, has created one of the best atmospheres for England fans in recent years. This summer, the pub will have a 550-seater grandstand in its beer garden and two giant 10-foot TV screens. The Coach and Horses in Thorpe Road, Norwich, installed two new 85-inch TVs in its marquee earlier this week.
A man who lost his wife and daughter to breast cancer within 3 years has shared his moving story as he helps a charity celebrate a major achievement. Beaufort-based Little Lifts has supported thousands of people undergoing treatment for breast cancer across the region. The charity sent its 20,000th care box to a patient at Addenbrookes Hospital in Cambridge. On hand to send the latest batch was Graham Upson, 75, who lost both his wife Natalie and his daughter Alice to breast cancer and experienced the impact that the care boxes have. "My wife was diagnosed in 2015 and died in 2019, said Mr. Upson. "I was with her when she received a Little Lifts box from Dr. Alexander at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital while undergoing chemotherapy. My daughter Alice then had her first baby in June 2021, Reuben. Whilst trying to establish breastfeeding him, she discovered pain and was then diagnosed with stage 4 triple negative breast cancer in September 2021. She was given 12 months to live. We lost Alice in September 2022. She had received both a chemotherapy and a radiotherapy box from Little Lifts during her treatment. Oa Hackett founded the charity in 2016 after undergoing treatment for breast cancer in 2014, aged 28. Her experience inspired the care boxes, which are filled with goodies to help lift spirits. Those interested in sending a box to someone can find more information at littlelifts.org.
Where the first properties for a 3,500-home development north of the city will be built has been revealed. Work at Beeston Park, a huge project for land north of Old Catton and Sprowston, could start before the end of this year, after more than a decade of delays and planning. Plans recently emerged for a wetland on the edge of the site to help offset the impact that thousands of new homes will have on local ecology. Now, as they look towards their target start date, Stretton Beeston has revealed more of a timeline for the major build, with each phase mapped out. Phase 1 will begin on land north of Old Catton between St Faith's Road and North Walsham Road. Approximately 733 homes will be built as part of the first phase, as well as a primary school and a pub. The new neighbourhood will have walking and cycling links to the existing Old Catton Centre, as the new Beeston Park town centres will come into phase 2 of the builds. The next parcel of work is called the Market Square neighbourhood, and building work will initially focus on the development of the commercial area. A secondary primary school will be built as part of this phase, including the substantial green space which will become Beeston Country Park. The Wroxham Road development, built along the north edge of Wroxham Road, will be the third phase of work. When complete, Beeston Park will have 3,520 homes, two primary schools, hotels, shops and community centres, including a health centre.
Security at a city park and ride site is being investigated after thieves targeted vans. Tools have been used to gain entry into vans at the Norwich Airport Park and Ride, specifically in those marked PUK, for those using the Perenco UK helicopter terminal. Mark Jennings, who works offshore for Petrofac, is one of the people affected. He was shocked to notice a hole drilled into the side of his van door when he returned after a few days away for work. "I deliberately parked my car next to some CCTV to deter something like this happening," said Mr. Jennings. "It just shows that you can take as much care as possible and it doesn't make a lot of difference." While he doesn't think anything was taken, he has been sent CCTV images of a man walking around the area in a mask and baseball cap. A police spokeswoman confirmed that they have been investigating three linked incidents at the Helsden site, all of which happened in April and May. Connect Bus manages the security on behalf of the Norfolk County Council at the Norwich Airport Park and Ride site. Sean Tooth, director of Connect Bus, said, "We take the safety and security of our customers seriously and have CCTV installed at all of the park and ride sites. We actively work with the police where we are aware of criminal activity." Perenco UK did not respond to requests for comment.